Good morning. As we gather in and connect in on this first Sunday of 2025, welcome to our time of worship this morning here at St. John's Christian Church. Pray that you had a blessed time of Christmas and New Year's Eve and all the things that happened with family and friends. And here we are to pour out our joy to the Lord. Share a couple of announcements prior to our worship prelude. Tuesday's community meal is both hosted and served by St. John's. Extra volunteers are always helpful. Wednesday evening activities for children and youth will resume this Wednesday with a small group offering for adults being held in the parlor from 7 to 8 p.m. Next Sunday, Lynn is preparing lunch for however many that I tell her, but Lynn and I will have a luncheon in the fireside room following the 10:30 service, where we invite all those that want to learn a little bit more about the theology and the ministries of St. John's are invited. And then the big news of this past week is, even in New Year's holiday mode, Mel Langer, general contractor, began the renovation project. All completely demolition so far. They've had the plumbing and the electrical contractors in to assist with getting things taken care of. And so the east side of the hallway, the signs are out there, rooms are closed up. That's why the dumpster's back here in the parking lot. We put it close to the building for them. Sorry, that may disrupt a little traffic flow back here. But they are well into demolition of the ceilings and the walls and things like that. And that will progress as they go forward. And we'll try to do our best in keeping something in the bulletin so you know that progress. So the big thing for that is right now the nursery and the preschool is upstairs in the artisan's tent for parents of young children. So please be aware of that. With all of that said, let us prepare our hearts as we listen to our morning prelude. Psalm 148 is a psalm of praise, speaking of the wonder of God in all his creation. So we read the final two verses of Psalm 148. Let them praise the name of the Lord, For his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Let us bow in prayer. Lord, we do come into this time to worship you, to praise you for the wonder of your creation, for the sending of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and for this time to be connected in and gathered together to worship you in the unity of your Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Let us rise together as we are able and join in creation in praising our Lord. Our hymn is number 64 in the red hymnal, All Creatures of Our God and King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
continue our praise with O Sing a Song of Bethlehem, number 167 in the hymnal, as we consider aspects of our Lord's life. Faith has heard the Master's word, falls peace upon the soul. Let us share the peace of Christ with each other.
If any others didn't get the memo, you're welcome to come up now. But it looks like most of them have made their way up. Mr. Hines, you want to come up? No? Well, hey, Happy New Year. What year is it now? 2025? That's awesome. Did you guys do anything fun for New Year's Eve? Go to bed? I think that's what a lot of us did, right? Sleep is good, right? Did any of you make it to midnight? Lainey, you did? You saw the new year in? That's impressive, girl. Proud of you. Hey, does anybody know what a New Year's resolution is? What's a New Year's resolution? Raise your hand in this room if you made some New Year's resolutions. Yeah? Yeah. So I did a Google search to see what some of the top New Year's resolutions are. So for those of you that don't know what a resolution is, it's like a goal for the new year, right? Something that you're going to do better for yourself. Make sense? Yeah? Okay. So I went to Google. These are the top resolutions for 2025, according to really reliable surveys, okay? The first resolution is saving more money. Are you guys going to save more money? Yeah? Eating healthier. Is that a, yeah, I hear a lot of giggles, uh-huh. Yeah, me too, yep. Exercising more. Are any of you guys going to exercise more this year? Do you have a goal to get up and running? No? Spending more time with family and friends. That's a good one, right? We get to make a goal to spend more time with the people we love. And having better mental health, so feeling better about ourselves, right? What's missing from all these goals? JD? I'll give you a hint. God. God, that's right, JD. God is missing from all of those goals, right? Those are some really inner goals. Saving more money, right? I'm making myself better. Eating healthier. We're making our bodies healthier. Exercising more, making our bodies healthier. Spending more time with family and friends. That's a pretty good one. But it still doesn't have God. So out of this really reliable survey, God didn't even make the top five. Anything faith-based didn't make the top five for 2025. That really struck me. What types of things can we add to our list? Please go sit down. What types of things can we add to our list, our New Year's resolutions, our goals that would put God at the center of our list? Can you guys give me some examples? What are some things that we can do in 2025 to make God more important? Addie Jo, you made eye contact with me, girl. What? You don't know? What's something simple we could do? Lainey, we could pray more, right? Could we open up our Bible a little bit more? Right? I know we're still learning how to read. Some of us up here don't even know how to read. But we have parents that know how to read to us, I hope, right? We can say, hey, Mom, I opened up to this Bible passage. Can you read this to me so I can study it more? Making that more intentional time with God. Wanting to be at church, coming to Logos, coming to Sunday school, right? We can make those goals to be here and be more present with God. So, how many of us, can we raise our hands and think of ways that maybe in 2024 we weren't quite right with our faith and we can make that list in 2025 to be a little bit better? I think a lot of us can, right? We can all make resolutions, New Year's resolutions for 2025 to put God in our top five of our list, okay? Let's come together in prayer. Hey, Ryan, do you want to come pray with us? Come on, come sit down and pray. Good job. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this new year of 2025. Lord, only you know what is in store for all of us this year. Knowing that we all go into a year with maybe some new goals for ourselves, some new ways of thinking, ways to better ourselves. Lord, I just ask that all of us in this room, including the children, are able to find ways to put you at the center of our list, to make you the focus of our goals for 2025, to be better followers of you, to be better prayer warriors of you, to open your word more often, to discern what it's saying. Lord, I just ask that you be with these children as they think about their goals and how they relate to you. In your loving name we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up.
This morning's sermon scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, "He will be called a Nazarene." This is God's holy word.